Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay caramba,
disguises,
surprises,
and pies of all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Today, a look into our writer's joke file. That's right, we examine both jokes.
Isn't it all amazing, guys? This is an exhibit of the latest scientific breakthroughs and inventions.
Big, fat, hairy deal. Come on, Oldster, let's case the snack bar. Boy, they have machines now that do everything but dance the can-can. Boy, they have machines now that do everything. What else have they got here?
This is the device builder. It builds a device, and then that device in turn builds another device. Then that device in turn builds another device. Then that device in turn builds another device. And then that device.
My invention here is very expensive, and it does absolutely nothing.
Why don't you junk the whole thing?
Oh, I can't. I have too many government contracts to fill.
This, then, would be the Shekitron 3000, the world's first comedy-performing robot. Observe, if you will.
What do you call a zero-based digital telesponder without a coil? Lucky. Pop, pop. How many amplified relocator units does it take to change a light bulb? 9.2. Oh, I am on a roll.
You'd have to be pretty dumb to find this stuff funny.
9.2. Oh, that's so funny.
I rest my case.
I have to have one of these for my home. I wonder how much they are. Excuse me, but how much is one of these robots?
The price is right on this sign.
Assume John catching positions.
That's the price. But I... Oh.
Nice catch.
That's an outrage. I can do it myself in my garage for half the price.
Uh-oh. That's what he said when they told him he had to have his appendix out.
That much for a simple comedy robot. Ha! I'll show them.
Oh, I hope this turns out better than the home appendectomy.
Install mirthometer next to whimsy filter, facing away from pun generator. Then, install irony modulator. Building a comedy robot is a cinch.
Okay, let's get this over with.
There you see on the brochure the very expensive comedy robot. For only pennies, I have made an exact duplicate. I think you just got your first laugh. You two won't be laughing when I turn my comedy robot on.
Undoubtedly.
Watch this. Now watch this. I'll press tell joke.
Now that's funny.
Stop laughing. I'll show you what it can do. I'll turn up the mirth control.
Want to hear a knock-knock joke?
Sure.
You start.
All right. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
What do you mean, who's there?
What do you mean, who's there, who?
No, you're supposed to tell jokes.
This is funnier than if the thing worked.
I programmed every comedy record, tape, and CD in my library into this thing. Now I want some humor. What kind of comedy do you think it's about to do?
The low kind.
Frank, you know how when a robot goes berserk, its tapes get all scrambled? You ever notice that? Isn't it sad you build a comedy robot and give it life, and then it goes nuts and destroys you? Okie dokie, your time is up.
Can you believe this? The robot has gone berserk and is chasing you around your own property.
Which way did they go? Which way did they go, George?
Beep, click, they went that away.
Thank you very much.
I think I fooled them for a few minutes.
Would you believe 10 seconds? Oh, you big crazy. I'm gonna give you such a hit.
Quick, tell me who's on first.
I'm not asking you who's on first. I'm asking you who's playing second. And don't you tell me who's playing first.
Garfield, are you all right?
Oh, all that lemon meringue does wonders for my fur. There's only one way to stop a runaway comedy robot. It won't be pretty, but it has to be done. Insert sarcasm and adjust for worst possible timing. All done.
How to build a heckler robot? A heckler robot?
I programmed him with my own personal sarcasm. Don't sit too close to the TV. This could be dangerous.
I've turned on my master, the man who built me.
Hey, you call yourself a robot? I've seen better circuits on popcorn makers.
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Oh, some impression. I'm just devastated. Oh, you're too close to me.
How far should I be?
You got a car? No, but I kid mechanical people.
You know, you're very close to a piece of junk.
Well, then I'll move away.
You know how when a robot goes...
Hey, is that your face or did someone rear-end an Edsel?
Give it a hustler.
Isn't it sad? You better come here, robot.
What's happening to my robot?
Can you believe this?
Take cover. We're about to have a comedy explosion.
Hey, I don't get no respect. I want to tell you.
Take my wife, please.
My comedy robot. What happened to him?
I killed him, you jerks. Boy, you should have seen. I destroyed him, you morons. He went to pieces. I had him on the floor, you hockey pucks.
Now how do we get rid of him?
I annihilated him. I cracked him up, you dummies.
Garfield, what in the world do you think you're doing?
Why, being your bungee buddy, you silly neener head. Neener, neener.
Here comes my Grand Slam return, Orse.
You'll have to do better than that, Roy.
How's this, Waller Breath? Orse? Orse? Calling Orson. Hello?
Roy, I have the strangest feeling we've done this cartoon before.
Maybe it's a rerun?
No, when you have the feeling you're doing things you've already done, do you know what that's called?
The writer running out of ideas?
No!
Because that happened halfway through the second season.
It's called deja vu.
You can't say that on a kid's show.
It's not a dirty word, Roy.
Well, if it isn't, it should be. Let's get back to badminton.
What are those two yammering about? Not that I care as long as I get some nice juicy chickens to fricassee. Here we go, here we go, here we go. I'll take you and you and ooh, and you and I must have you and definitely you and you know it feels like I've done this before.
Okay, horse, on tippy toes. Here comes my Grand Slam return, horse.
You'll have to do better than that, Roy.
How's this, Waller Breath?
Didn't we do this already?
It's...
Watch. $5 says he can't get my whole name out.
It's the way we... It's the way we... It's the way we...
Why don't you stay here and work on your vowel sounds?
We...
And now, all I have to do is get away with them chickens.
It's the way... It's the way... It's the how...
Deja vu is when you get the feeling that you're experiencing events that you've experienced before, sometimes over and over.
Sounds like having cable TV.
We were high. We were high.
Hey, what is it?
Whatever it is, it starts with W.
Wiener schnitzel.
Waterfall.
No.
Wheels.
Watermelon.
Wheels.
No. Woodwork?
No,
watermelon. Weatherman.
Weasel! Oh, it's the weasel, yes. And I, Wade Duck, have done spotted the weasel.
The weasel, huh? I thought it might be Woody Woodpecker, but I guess it's the wrong show.
The weasel? Let's go.
Right behind you.
I gotta get out of here. Things keep happening, which already happened.
It's...
Oh, not again.
It's the wee hey hey. It's the whoa ho ho. It's the wow wow.
I know.
Wow,
I have to whoa. Change things around. I'll hide the chickens here and run this way. Here we go. Here we go. I must have you, and definitely you. I did this already. I already stole these chickens. I stole them and I hid them in a bush. That's right. I gotta go get them. Deja vu is when you get the feeling that you're experiencing events that you've experienced before, sometimes over and over.
You said that before, and it still sounds like having cable TV.
There's the bush I hid the chickens in. Oh, no. They're not in there.
Yes, we definitely seem to be having a lot of deja vu around here today.
You keep saying that, but I don't see the weasel. Wade must have been wrong. Let's get back to badminton.
What are those two yammering about? Not that I care, as long as I get some nice, juicy chickens to fricassee. Here we go, here we go, here we go! I'll take you and you and oh, and you, and I must have you, and definitely you and...
Oh, no! Oh, no!
I'm back in this scene again!
Ah! I can't take it!
Doing the same thing over and over again. Oh, no, it's... Never again. I'm never coming back, but I keep coming back. But I stole those chickens 3 times.
You can expect to be beaten again, Pig.
Well, that's possible. The past does have a way of repeating itself.
You can expect to be beaten again, Pig.
Well, that's possible. The past does have a way of repeating itself.
This cartoon's the story of a neighbor who has recently arrived.
Making friends with him was quite a labor. I'm amazed that we survived.
We went to get a little bit acquainted and to welcome Mr. Block.
When I heard the guy, I very nearly fainted. And my cat went into shock.
Yes, I did.
He had a slight obsession, he was filled with raw aggression when he saw I had my pussycat along.
While John just stood there gaping, I was thinking of escaping as the man began his song.
They're screeching and yelling and always rebelling, and that's why I hate a pussycat. Their litter's aroma could bring on a coma, and that's why I hate a pussycat. Given the choice, I would rather have a dog. A cat just lies like a bump upon a log. But when a puppy is playing, a cat's disobeying and getting increasingly fat. That's why I hate a pussycat. A cat is always shedding and getting into scrapes,
but they don't cost all that much to keep.
A cat will claw your bedding and rip up all your drapes.
But they're kinda cute when they're asleep. Once in a while, some cats will catch a mouse.
And in exchange, bring the fleas into your house.
They're crafty and cautious.
They all make me nauseous. I wish every one of them would scat. That's why I hate a pussycat.
Looks like our new neighbor just doesn't like cats, Garfield.
Oh, you picked up on that, too.
The farther you stay away from him, the better.
If you're a cat, go away!
I'm not a cat.
Yes?
Are you Theodore F. for Feline Hater Block, the man who hates cats?
I am. Who are you?
Who am I? Oh, I'm your typical afternoon controversial TV talk show host. I'm at the ratings mercy. I live for controversy. I'll put on anyone who's seen a monster or ghost. I'm searching for a guest the people can detest when they watch from coast to coast. If you just got a diet from a UFO, if you like to go swimming when it's 20 below, if you just married Elvis, that'll keep him engrossed, cause I'm a typical afternoon controversial TV talk show host. I'd like to have you on my show this afternoon.
To tell the world the truth about what monsters cats are?
If you want. I just want to start trouble and get ratings.
I can recall when I was small, this kid did not have a friend. One Christmas Eve, my Uncle Steve gave me a buddy on whom to depend. Right from the start, never apart, some folks thought it was weird. Life was a dream, we were a team, until the day that my cat disappeared. Early one day, I went to play, but my cat couldn't be found. I called his name, he never came. I searched the yard, but he wasn't around. Fufu had fled. Wished I was... Oh, Fufu, why'd you leave me? You were my only friend. I trusted you. I've never trusted anyone else since, especially a cat. Cats are good for nothing. Miserable.
I have to find a cat who looks like Fufu. Nope. No. Wait. He looks just like the cat in the photo, only older. Excuse me, do you live somewhere?
Well, under cars, in alleys.
Uh-huh. Would you like a home?
With a human?
Well, I guess some people might call him that, yes.
Why would I want that?
Sounds like a song cue to me. Life on the street isn't so sweet. I know a guy who needs a cat. My life is proof. I have a roof to keep me warm. I have a thermostat, constantly fed, breakfast in bed. How do you think I got so fat? You can stay out here through every storm. Me, I'll be in where it's cozy and warm. If this sounds good, then let's have a chat. I know a guy who needs a cat.
Gee, what you're saying makes sense, 'cause I don't enjoy being chilly and wet. Gee, do you think he'd have me as his pet?
He'll adopt you in about 10 seconds flat. This fella really needs a cat.
Gee, this is the greatest thing to ever happen to me. You don't know how long I've dreamed of this moment.
Good. Oh, there's just one thing.
Huh?
You'll have to change your name to Fufu.
I shall tell the whole world what reprehensible animals cats are. How they are useless and unfaithful. And...
Fufu, is it Yu-Yu?
After all these years, you came back to me.
Hey, take it easy, pal. We just met.
Mr. Block, you're being introduced.
Oh, here's your typical afternoon controversial TV talk show guest. Today I am presenting someone you'll be resenting, for you adore a show with hate that's loudly expressed. And now I'm bringing you an exclusive interview with someone you'll detest. This man despises cats so much you'll think he is nuts. I know you won't change channels while he's spilling his guts. Of all the angry folks I've had on, he is the best. Now here's your typical afternoon controversial TV talk show guest. Yes, this is famed cat hater Theodore Block. Mr. Block, would you tell our viewing audience just how you feel about cats?
It's so reassuring when you hear one purring, and that's why I love a pussycat.
Now, wait a minute, sir.
Their fur is like ermine. They got us from vermin, and that's why I love a pussycat.
We advertise hate
today.
There
are some people who'd rather have a dog.
It's sweet, sweet.
That kind of thinking just leaves me all agog.
There go my ratings.
But when a puppy is yapping, a kitty is napping, you need one in every habitat. That's why I love a pussycat.
No one wants to watch nice things on daytime TV.
A cat will let you pet him and interrupt his nap.
But we'd rather no one made a peep.
And anytime you let him, he will sit upon your lap.
And he'll stay till your legs are fast asleep.
There is a pet shop with 20 cats or more. I'm going to go down and buy out all in store.
You hug him and kiss him.
And frequently miss him.
The animal world's aristocrat.
That's why I love a pussycat.
That's your new master. What do you think?
Well, I kind of like him. I think he'll take good care of me. Maybe long ago I even was his Fufu. Can't we do something about that name?
They really impress you, the way they caress you.
And that's why he loves a pussycat.
And even when tiny, they keep themselves shiny.
And that's why he loves a pussycat.
There are some people who'd rather have a fish. What good's a pet who just swims around the dish?
But while a fish keeps you waiting,
a cat's fascinating.
The whole world should hear my message that
that's why I love a